Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the word behind the veil.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. On this podcast, the family will be talking about how, as we cry to be closer to the Lord, He brings us through many difficult things in our life so that we learn to have faith and trust in Him in all things. Job was a man perfect in all his ways, and yet through many testings, God brought him into a closer walk with Him. This is exactly what He is doing with us today.
This is what we really cried for, is a closer walk with God. And how do you get one without faith, without trust, without trusting Him, that you really believe that every aspect of your life is in His hands? I believe that God first brings us into the realm of faith, real faith and real trust. And out of that comes the deliverances that He's promised us. I don't think we move into anything that's not first God has created His faith in us and His trust living in us. I don't know how to look at it any other way. I can't control how I feel, but I can have authority and control of what I choose to believe. And of course, this is the foundation of a closer walk with God. How can you have a closer walk if you don't trust Him?
And I believe that is the beginning of really reaching in. And here's the thing I would have us look at. Let's look at Job again. Let's realize that God spoke to Satan and told him, "Have you considered my servant, Job?" He knew what was in Job. All the things that Job went through, God told Satan, "The only thing I want you to do is spare his life. You can do whatever you want to do to him." And he did. And even where his wife even cursed him, is, "Why did you just curse God and die?" He went through a great deal of things, but in it, he came out on the other side. Was God, had God ever left him? Absolutely not.
Right.
God was with him throughout every single part of that testing.
And what Job said was, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him."
There's your trust. When he came down to the end of that whole thing, that whole scenario, Job said, "I have loved you because of the hearing of the ear." I'm paraphrasing. I've known you by the hearing of the ear. Now I know you. He trusted God all the way through that crap. God was showing Job, "You can trust me. I am with you."
There's a lot of things that go along with what you're saying. What Satan does, and we know this well, he wants to throw something at you to take your focus off the Lord. Job had victory over everything that he was facing before he went into it, because of his focus on the Lord. You don't put your trust in God and then He abandons you. Where does trust position you in relationship to the Lord? It positions you in His presence.
When Christ was alive and ministering to the 12, He spoke and said, "I will never leave you." Do we believe that? If we believe that, then He's with us 100% of the time. Does that mean we won't go through things? No. It means He'll allow our faith to be tested, because He wants to come through as refined pure gold.
Knowing Christ in you. There is something, I think, you can say the words all day long, "Christ in me, the hope of glory, Christ in me, the hope of glory," and it doesn't do a thing. But when you get that revelation in your spirit, my God, I think it will lose something that we've never seen loosed.
Why did Paul say, I want to know him? This is the reason, guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Paul came to a point in his life where he said, nothing bothers me anymore. I think what the Lord is doing, he's beginning to show us everything we're going through is his design. He's creating something greater than you and I have ever known. It's a matter of reaching into that realm and knowing.
We are to be created eternal like him. Our focus is on the spirit realm where he's working with us. He's making me eternal like himself. His focus is on our spirit.
I'm still stuck in Revelations chapter 12, where the overcomer overcomes, number one, by the blood of the Lamb. Secondly, by the testimony. And thirdly, we're not looking to save our lives. Now, are we talking about our physical lives? Or are we talking about our soul level lives? Are we willing to lay those down? All we have to do is trust that God has provided his presence. What is a parousia? His presence.
That's right.
In John 17, didn't he say, I have given them my glory? What's his glory? His presence. God says, you have that. All you have to do is believe.
Right.
It's a very simple thing. We have complicated every promise that God has given us and made it conditional. It's not conditional. It's his presence.
God's ways are not our ways. And the way he has chosen to bring us into this completion. But I think that God is creating in our spirits something that is eternal. But there's something God is working in us that the end result is the promise. Spirit, soul, and body complete in his presence. That's the promise. Spirit, soul, and body. We have to know the Lord. Because in that knowing him, it's where all of this stuff gets created. It's where it comes forth. It's not just in believing promises like there's some sterile thing. Jesus Christ is the promise. We come to know him, and these things will have their completion in us. God, help us to wake up on another level.
Mm-hmm.
Job, do what you want, but you can't take his life. It was a calculated thing that God was doing. The sufferings were calculated by God, knowing what would come, what it was producing. We're just learning how to move into God to a depth where these things operate and have a completion in us. This is our hope, not a hope and human hope, but there's a divine hope that God sows in our hearts. God has brought something brand new. There's something greater than what we've known that we're stepping into. And that's what he's creating in us, that capacity to trust, to believe.
A loving Father is giving us only what is necessary to bring us into this ultimate place of trust. This is a day that the Lord is ushering us into a new level, a new day, a new beginning, a new place. And if we can see this, I believe that we're going to take a huge step today in trusting.
God's working things in us. He's working things in our spirit. He's opening realms of spirit to us that we need to have, we need to be able to function in, that we don't know yet. He's opening these things up as we walk with him day by day and trust him and look to him and abide in him. What does it really mean to abide in the Lord? And all the things that go along with that, chapter 15 of John, the Father comes and he'll prune you. That's a very real experience as he goes after different things, but it's not us going after it. And that's the problem with religion. They say, well, you got to work on your this, you got to work on that. oh, you got to repent here. You got to, what's the phrase? Oh, it's the apology. You got to apologize to everybody in the world. All that is absolutely leaves and branches.
Right.
If you strip off all the leaves of the vine, you cut a few of the branches off, what do you get? Nothing. There's no fruit. And God's after fruit. Let everything go. Not saying that you don't repent. Repent when you have to, but don't focus on that. Focus on the vine and the life flow that comes and how we minister life to one another. That's everything to us. That's everything that we have.
Rick, you know, this whole thing of repentance.
Uh-huh.
What is repentance?
Yes.
It's turning to the Lord. It's turning away from your soul flesh.
Yes.
It's turning to God. And I tell you, the secret of our relationship with God is putting him first.
In summary of what we've heard today, we've talked about how as the Lord is drawing us into a closer walk with him, we go through many testings and trials. All these things are to create in us a total faith and trust in him. As we come into that place of complete trust in our Father, we find that he has worked all things after the counsel of his will to bring us into a closer walk with him.
Experiencing the impartation of God's word through his family is life. Has this time in his presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils his word to us live behind the veil.